Well, now to the calls for the regulation of fitness supplements being shipped into Australia. The Australian swimmer Shayna Jack and her coach deny that she deliberately took a banned substance in the lead up to the FINA World Championships, suggesting instead that supplements she ingested may have been contaminated. And some drug experts say supplements bought online and often from overseas can contain unmarked and dangerous ingredients, as Sarah White reports.
Shayna Jack's swim coach, Dean Boxall, was peppered with questions this morning as he arrived back in Australia.
Do your swimmers keep diaries? Do they keep a record of what they're taking? No?
No, not a diary, no.
That's important, isn't it?
I think she's probably now tracked one, but no, they don't.
20-year-old Shayna Jack tested positive to a banned substance in preparation for the FINA World Championships in South Korea. Dean Boxall says the pressure is taking its toll.
20-year-old girl going through a very, very tough time, and she doesn't have an answer yet. She just doesn't know. It's very difficult.
What's the next step?
I don't know. I've just arrived.
The banned substance, ligandrol, that was found in Shayna's system during a mandatory drug test helps put on muscle mass. In a lengthy Facebook post, Shayna says she's never heard of the drug, suggesting that the supplements she took could have been contaminated. Drug experts and trainers say this is one of the biggest problems when buying supplements outside Australia or from online. Clinical exercise physiologist Bill Sokola says it's rare you'd even know what ingredients they contain.
Nobody really knows exactly what they're taking because of the way supplement laws are, or the regulation of supplements is quite lax. So therefore, anybody can take a supplement that they've bought over the counter or they've bought online. Supplements do not have to be proven safe, effective, pure, or that the potency on the label is what's in the product.
There's currently no regulation under the Therapeutic Goods Administration for supplements being shipped into Australia that you can buy online or from overseas. And Bill Sokola says because the industry is so unregulated, anyone can operate within it.
The easiest thing in the world is to source a supplier of the supplement, and then you can buy some containers and you can have a graphic designer make you a label and you can put everything together in your living room and sell it online.
This month, a coroner's report revealed a 21-year-old man from New South Wales died from caffeine toxicity after he unknowingly ingested a dangerous amount of caffeine powder in a protein shake. Some are now calling for stronger regulations. Niall Wheat is an associate professor in pharmaceutical chemistry from the University of Sydney. As a chemist, are you concerned that people can buy supplements over the internet that aren't regulated at all and then ingest them in Australia?
The ability of people to buy supplements over the internet, I think, is a significant risk that we're not really paying enough attention to. So people, when they buy any type of supplement, and they don't just do it for bodybuilding, they might do it for other issues like trying to lose weight or if they have erectile dysfunction, are putting themselves at massive risk. And I think we probably underreport a lot of the damage that these supplements are doing.
Coach Dean Boxall says now that they're back in Australia, Shayna Jack will continue to dispute the findings.
I don't know too much what's going on because, you know, we just had a competition. But she's going to have to fight. She's got a very good lawyer. So we just have to stand up and, hit some out of the park.
Shayna Jack will face an ASADA hearing on Friday.
Sarah White reporting.